We're going to study from the Sasemis Shnas Tuf Resh Lamed Dalet, the first Mamar of that year. So the interesting thing about this Mamar is that it's completely dependent upon and based upon a fantastic Zohar HaKadosh and the beginning of the Parsha. Zohar HaKadosh, in the beginning of Kisei, where the Torah discusses the din of the Yifas Toar, tells us that when you go out to make war with your enemy, it's not only a technical Mochemis Rishut, and you meet this Yifas Toar, very alluring woman in captivity. The lesson of the Zohar is, your enemy, your enemy, your real enemy, is the enemy. I mean, that's the real enemy. The real enemy is not the enemy that we're fighting, and they have this daughter or this woman. The woman represents the fact that there is a Yetzer Hara. So the real Mechama is the Yetzer Hara. We have to go out against the Yetzer Hara and fight that Yetzer Hara. The Milan Daraita, with Torah, right? That I keep going to mention this Rasanis. Barasi Yetzirara, Barasi Lois, type the Tablet. So based on this, he says in the name of Chedush Yerim, his grandfather, Adayim Lois Yerlevi Zikni Zal, Pirush, he says that when you go out, meaning you're seeking to make Mochon, it's not proximal. It's not that the Yetzirara has you in its grip right now, and maybe Halilah, he already has gotten you to do something terrible, Kalila. And now, of course, you're in the pitched battle against doing worse or more, or you've got the terrible sense of guilt and charata, and now you're ready to give up the sinful ways and to do better next time. No! That's what it means in the Zayah. L'mepit l'kavleh. You're going out to fight the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is not right now in your face. It's not like you just did Khalilah or you're about to do something terrible. No! But foresight and truth cause you to know, I've got to make war against evil. I've got to prepare myself because that Yetzer Hara is coming back. Always does. That means, therefore, a person making efforts not at the time of the ultimate challenge or right after Khalilah having done something terrible, but rather proactively saying, what can I, should I do so the Yetzer Hara will be subdued next time more easily, or won't rear its ugly head at all, or in such a fashion that I will be able to immediately put it down and defeat it. So that's how Chedush Yerim says the pshat in this Zohar HaKadosh to be understood. Kishyesh Ksat Cheres Mi Yetzer Hara. That's why it says kisense. You have to go out to make war, as opposed to the war being brought to you. That's the expression. War comes to your front door, Chalila. But then it's too late. But instead, you go out to that milchama and make ready for the rest of your life in a better way by seeking out where is that Yetzer Hara left within me? Where is that inclination? Where is that misconception? Where is all of that? And we'll see later, a lot of it is dimyonis. What do I think, what do I imagine is good for me? Now let me root that out. Similarly, Sasema says, the Torah says almost the same idea in terms of defeating Amalek. When you have hanacha, when you have peace, then go fight Amalek. Amalek is not a test. Go fight Amalek. Meaning, Amalek is a constant enemy, and Amalek is a constant threat. And whatever is Amalek, and Amalek changed, the Torah teaches that also. That's why the second time we had Muhammad with Amalek, they made themselves look like they were not from Amalek. Go out proactively. Prevent further damage when you are in a state of peace, and actually in a state of menucha sadat. That's when you have the real Muhammad. The Muhammad that can be most effective. That's the simon that you really are opposed to the Yetzer Hara. That you're a good person. that you really are essentially a good person who values what's good. Because even when things are good, and the Yetzer Hara is not banging down the door, and not insinuating itself, and not corrupting you, and you're not moved by whatever type of, whatever sense of incorrect thought and desire. No, you're in a good place. But you know what could be, what once was. Now you fight. Now you say, I'm going to Yetzer Hara. I'm going to go out in milchama against the Yetzer Hara. Kishat Achet, when things are wrong, when we're doing Chalila and Afera, after Shoyim, Mischalatim Miyat. Bad people. Oh, what a terrible thing I've done. Oh, yes. And they mean it. They mean it. You know what the statistics on recidivism? How many times somebody does something terrible, and and regret it, and then somehow, it's almost inexplicable. Person, the same person, ends up, falls back, doing the same thing again.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. It happens to good people. I mean, it happens to good people. It happens to religiously inclined, you know, observant Jews who we hear, we know, you know, all kinds of things. Tithings and misconstrued notions of right and wrong, and Titus Hamamo, desire for more greed. It's a terrible thing. Terrible, terrible thing. Where there are people who have done things and then they regret it and they destroy, or almost destroy their family, and then they fall back and do the same thing.
It's a reward. When you go aware, immediately reward. It's impossible to avoid. Every aware, huge reward. And when you take this reward, you will do the good. Energy.
But the time to change, that he's saying, the time to change is not right after.
Yes.
If he did it again, if she did it again. The time to change is when you're not in the grip of the Yetzer Hara.
Right.
And therefore, your harata, your sense of not only guilt, of regret, and your resolve, your Kabbalah al-Asi is much more powerful. Because my Kabbalah al-Asi is not, oh, look at me, I'm a sinful person, look at the averus I've just done, and the punishment I'm now going through, or whatever trial Kadosh Baruch Hu has put upon me, it must be because of what I did, I deserve no better, that's why I'm going through these misdemeanors. At such a moment, it's not that difficult to see why the person is mischaret, and he's doing tshuva, and he's clapping al ches very hard, very fervently. No, what he's saying is, you know when to defeat the Yetzer Hara? B'haniach Hashem alakach alakach mikar alakach. When you're not in pitched battle against the Yetzer Hara, when he's not just caused you to do a terrible avera, so you're mischaret, and you feel low, and you feel humble, you feel your own human frailty. No! You're in a better place than that. That's when you know that you're a really good person. That's true charata, and that's what he describes here now as rakishiyesh cherus. You're not in the grip. You're actually freed from the grip of the Yetzer Hara, at least right now. Vahasina kivusha. Your hate for evil is within you, meaning you have a true detestation of evil. Genuinely detest the evil. Ah, now you have to live a life a certain way. Omar, that's when a Kadosh Baruch Hu really helps you. Because that's the true fact. And you think about what we do in Elul. Does it take Elul and then Aser Shemei Tshuva to recognize that we've made mistakes and to be mischarit and to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us? Does it really take that long? The answer is, not quite. But to really eradicate the evil from within us and have an attitudinal change of such real nature, such reality, and such power, yeah, that takes a long time. We are working on ourselves, and we're doing a self-examination, and we're saying, now I'm going to do mitzvahs, and I'm going to do them with fervor, and I'm going to take whatever kaiches I have, however I use any kayach for something that's not right, I'm going to use it for only what's right. And I'm going to revel and celebrate. Let's say I've spoken Lashon Hara. Let's say I've said unkind words. Now I'm going to not just be careful with how I speak. I'm going to look at each word as a pearl that has to be made to shine. The way I express myself to my loved one, to my wife, the way I express myself to my father, my mother. Even the care I take in expressing myself to my children. How I will speak in these next days. I'm going to use my mouth in a way that's just absolutely beautiful, that just adorns the Kayach HaDibur, which is one of the most distinguishing, if not the distinguishing mark of man. It's what he said. And then he says, "B'chein Kiddush Zeh HaKadosh Milchamazu Al Yetzer Hara," which is what the premise of the Chiddush Yirmiyahu was, the Zeh with which we began. Kiseita Lamilcham Alavecha is a description of the enemy, the Yetzer Hara. Just as an aside, V'reisu Bashivya Eishes Bifas Toya, the first one said. So what's the Shivya? Shivya is, who's taking captive? The Neshama. The Neshama, the holy Neshama. You look at yourself. You look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? Look deep, 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 not just in the mirror, right? Look in the spiritual mirror, to the depth of your soul, and you realize it's true, neshama shema sachet tahiri, I have a beautiful neshama, but it's trapped in a body that has done, that has not listened to the neshama, and not let the neshama lead. I let my goal lead my life, instead of my neshama leading my life. Which means, the neshama was taken captive. Was taken captive! Was in chains. Chained inside a goof. That the goof was not following the neshama, but the other way around. And now, in that Zohar Kaddish, it says we have to follow Torah. He explains the concept of Torah Tavlin. Very important explanation. Very, 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 very beautiful explanation. The Zohar Kaddish says the Muhammad is with Kayach HaTorah. By the Torah we study, and the mitzvahs we do. B'chein Isa, like the Gemara says, Barasi Yetzihara, Barasi Blei Torah Tavlin. Uberashi. Rashi in our parsha says, why is the Torah letting this soldier have some of his way with this woman? According to many Rishonim, even before the process of healing. So Rashi says, Leidibra Torah El Keneged HaYetzahara. The Torah is being real about Yetzahara, the soldier, outside of community, outside of all the stricture of normal Jewish life, and put upon living in conditions that are so difficult, feeling perhaps also that his own end, the end of his own life, it might be near. So there's a certain abandon with which he behaves. So this is an allowance made under these extreme circumstances. Because that's the Yetzer Hara and how it has to be intelligently handled. But another way of looking at Rashi is all of Torah, Lezibra Torah, all of Torah is connected to Yetzer Hara. Like Chazal say, Barasi Torah Tavim. How does that work? Perish. Ki ha-tera nelma me'enei kol chai. What's the real Torah? For instance, Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. It's so beautiful. It's so special. And it's a day of Menucha. And it's a day of Me'enei Muhammad. And it's, of course, a way of being made in saying Eifus HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But there's much more. There's much more behind it. Kash. What we eat. How we eat. What we eat. Of course, you know, because this is something that's not Tahar. This is Tahar. But why? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want with this? What's behind it? It's an action. We do it. We don't do it. How we eat. We do a shkita. We don't just eat any old way. We have to prepare the meat a certain way. We have to take the dam out because dam is also awesome. So we eat in a certain process. And then everything we do is done in a certain process. Different on our right shoe before the left shoe, we tie the left before the right. Everything is done in a certain way. But behind it all is so much. That's the real Torah. The real Torah is behind the actual actions themselves. The actions themselves are like a goof, are a physical body of things we do. But behind it, not just the accomplishment, but behind it, the rationale, and the holiness contained within it, that's something you don't see. So he says, HaTorah, the real Torah is ne'elmo. It's hidden from Enei Kol Chai. Rak nislap sh'HaTorah b'diburim halalu. The words of Torah are the clothes containing the holiness that we are now discussing. That's what gives us kayak to overcome the Yetzer Hara and not to fall victim to the Yetzer Hara. Ki ha-yetzerim shiba'adam ein lahem yisoy kavua. A Yetzer is an imagination. It is not something that has real substance to it. After all, what is the Yetzer Hara? And why is it called Yetzer? Because it's a tzura, it's an image. When a person is about to do something that they're not supposed to do, usually it's because we have imagined that it has a good function, that what we are about to do that's wrong has something that's very good associated with it, accomplished something, we will benefit. But again, is it real? Is the benefit real? No. And certainly before the person is actually doing the act, it's only an imagination. It's an image. So the Sfas says that the neshama within a person, that's the real person. The thoughts and plans that the person has, the machinations, oh, I can do this, I can have that, I'll enjoy this, I'll enjoy that. That's the Yetzer. And it's called Yetzer because it's just a tzur, it's just an image, but it's not real. When you do mitzvahs, when you do Torah, what you're doing is bringing out a reality, and behind that reality is a true reality, the emes of Torah, and the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Let's see it inside. He said that these, the Buddha, the words of Torah, the mitzvahs, they give kachal adam negdanetz haraki ha'yitzrim sheba adam ein lehem yisayt kavua. They're not real. Ha'yitz hara b'dimyayna yishav mebal dal ha'adam. With all of these imaginary ideas and notions of what's right or what's beneficial to me, usually it's immediate gratification as opposed to thinking long term, really, is this of value? Is this meaningful? Will this really do me any real good? The word yetzer is from the very word of tziyur, meaning an image, or dinyan, something similar, imaginary. The real permanent person inside, that's who we really are. That's our true foundation, our yisoid kavua. And it is within the capacity, well within the capacity of the neshama. If we let the neshama lead, the neshama will know how to make a decision and how to look through the facade of appearances. Oh, this is good. I'll enjoy this. I should do that. I can't. I would. No. The neshama, if it's taking charge, will know what's real. Ubavur hayetzin islapsha tera bilivushim v'tziyurim lazal ha'adam b'erim hazeh ha'sham. In order to counter all of the ideas that a person might have and think, oh, if I do this, have that, enjoy this, instead, what should you do? You have to eat, you have to move, you have to walk, you have to use your hands. There's so many mitzvahs to do instead. And the mitzvahs are meant to occupy not just our time, but every aver, every facet of our being, every limb of our body, and every organ of life is meant to be dedicated to mitzvahs and mice and tzayim. And then, that way, instead of what is imaginary, what should life be? What should I enjoy? Meaning, what should I be doing? Look at all these wonderful mitzvahs that I can and should be. The neshama is aware that behind the action, which looks like this, well, what is it? You know, I do shechita on an animal. What is it? You know, I make kiddush on a cup of wine and I say the words. The neshama knows and connects to the real Torah behind the mere actions that we do with our hands, our feet, and with our mouth. That's why, instead of a person having the mitzvahs of what he could, should be doing, there are mitzvahs to do. And behind those mitzvahs, real truths that can be brought out through the mitzvah study. V'shavit v'shivyon, pirish v'sham, sheyachzer ha'odom mitzvahs, HaKadusha, Shenishba, or Shenoshba, Me'ita Yisrach. He's saying a fantastic drasha, again, based on the Zera Kadosh. Right? The Shavisa Shivyoy literally means the captive of the enemy. No. The Shavisa Shivyoy means the Shivyoy of HaKadosh Baruch. There are things all around us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and says, bring out the Kadusha in. They have potential for tremendous good. These services, these sparks of holiness. Go ahead, do, bring them out. Go to it. And that's what grapes are for. Grapes are for wine. Wine is for kiddush. Wine is to be makadosh. Wine is to bring out soyves that without wine, they don't come to the fore. They don't come to realization. That's what tefillin is for. Tefillin is to remind us, to create an oyun and express something. It can't be expressed in any other way. And then it affects how we think and how our hearts feel. That's Barazi, Torah, Tablin, and that's Mishavis Mishivya. Taking, like in the case of this woman, what's the pshat? Is this taking a woman that you see in captivity? And it says in the Torah, the chashaktabo? The chashaktabo? You have a cheshik for this woman? What kind of word is cheshik anyway? It means that you see something, and there is something about this woman that makes it clear she intended, she's meant to be a part of Klal Yisrael. And it has to be through this process that she indeed becomes a Geiris. But we're talking about Tzaddikim. Who are the people who went out from the Kamas of Rishus? Last week's parsha told us these are people, you know, who are not mafsik, right, between, you know, Sukkot Zimra and Kaddish and Baruch, right? These are people who are Tzaddikim. So it says the Chashaktaba, because they see that there is something to be redeemed and something in this neshama of this woman to be brought into that she's intended to be a part of Klal Yisrael. So, v'shavisa shivyoy, that which we do in our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim involves the things in this world that Hashem created with tremendous potential, with sparks that are holy, and that you have to now actualize them, v'shavisa shivyoy, because otherwise they're trapped. But they belong to Shivya, they belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything belongs to HaKadosh. Everything that has the potential for good, even though it has a terrible potential for evil, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the good that's trapped within it is a good that's His. It's His, Hashem's good, which He wants us to bring out. Shidatzer Adam Yitzetis HaKadosh HaShanajra Yitzetis Baruch HaKitzetis V'koyar Hashem L'kecha. That's what Shivya is referring to. Shetzarech ha'adam la'avim b'zeh she'nivra ba'ilam hazeh be'zitzin ha'kol l'chvaydai baro. Everything was ha'kol baro l'chvaydai, even the potential for something to not be good, potential for it to be turned around and to use recognition of how it's supposed to be. V'derech ha'emes hu she'kish zayta adam matzis k'tas mil b'bulei ha'yayta az tzarech lochal olav b'li ma'asha avar olav. He's saying, going back to what he said originally, that of course if you've not done the right thing, if you've taken what's potentially good and you didn't do it right, your hands weren't used for the right, you know, when you say tefillah zakah, you include all the description about my hands, I didn't do the right things with my hands, I didn't do the right thing with my head, I didn't do the right thing with my mouth. Of course, that's the point of charata, you have terrible regret. And when you have that regret, of course you should, don't feel proud, but instead, like he said earlier, we have opportunities, especially now in Elul, then in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, to really take the kaychas of good and the desire for good and look and examine any possible weakness and bind any spiritual wounds and have them heal and then gain tremendous power in dedication to Avodas HaKadosh, such that we are able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it was in the time of peace and in the time when I wasn't worried that I'm going to be punished. And that's why I did tshuva. No! I did tshuva because there's the potential to do so much good and to become such a great person, such a great human being. I freed my neshama that was trapped inside my goof, and now, having set a tree, I'm going to nurture it. And the first one says, I heard this is so. Says that's why it's Yerach Yomim, it's a month, right? The girl is supposed to sit, takes a month until she goes through the process, and then she's ready to become perhaps a Yehudis, a woman, a Jew. So that month, that's the month of Elul. That's the month during which we take back our neshama, free that neshama, shine it and polish it, and bring it back to its most beautiful and glorious place with our country.
I know this.